The Dan and Maz Show. My fellow Australians, it's time for the first meal of the day. And it's a day that starts with S, which means it must be time for your serving of weekend breakfast. So crank your volume up. Oh, to a respectable listening level. It is still quite early. It's time for Dan and Maz Weekend. Hooray!
Morning legends, Dan and Maz Weekends. Hi, it's great to be with you on this Saturday morning, and I don't want to start the show off with a Debbie Downer.
No, what a disaster.
We have to acknowledge a death, which is really sad. Rest in peace, Saturday Disney. Saturday Disney, after 26 years on the air, since 1990, has been cancelled.
Oh,
I mean, that's just...
I used to love waking up and seeing James Sherry and Sophie Formica back in the day.
Shelley Craft was on that for a season as well.
A little bit of... What were the shows they had? They had one that was called Masupalami. It was this weird character they tried to launch. He had a very long tail that worked as a sort of fifth hand. He was called the Masupalami, and his catchphrase was, Uba. Tweet us at Dan and Maz if you remember that show. Why is that the one that sticks in my head?
I don't know.
DuckTales and Tails.
It's sad. I think the only thing that's been on TV longer than Saturday Disney is Richard Wilkins.
Mm.
And he's still going strong.
They can't axe him. He's rusted on. Like a barnacle. They call him Old Barnacle. One of the saddest parts about Saturday Disney disappearing is there's so many magical moments that the show provided for us, including, and I'm so happy I've found the audio.
Oh, no.
Is the audio, Maz Compton.
No.
Of when you were, what were you doing? What was it, the Fan Festival or something?
Yeah, I was hosting Fan Fest, which was a Disney live event.
And who was the guest? Who was the guest on that show?
Oh, there were many. There were many. All of the stars of Teen Beach, the movie.
Yeah. Stars. But Maz, who was the... I'm sure you know that I'm talking about one particular guest. Bridge. What's her name?
Her name is Bridget Mendler.
Well, you said it very well, didn't you?
Yep.
Not on the day, though. Not on the day. Some of the best audio we got.
The Disney Channel cameras are always rolling, so we take you behind the scenes of a day in the life of Bridget Mendler, and hopefully she's going to join me after this.
Wait, sorry. Hang on.
Sorry, whoa, hold up. Bridget who?
Sorry.
We take you behind the scenes of a day in the life of Bridget Mendler, and hopefully she's going to join me after this.
Oh, that's not my favourite audio.
Never live that down. Do you know what? I cannot do that. I cannot say that word.
No, you can't recreate
the way
that
I
sound.
Said it that day. I don't know what happened. Bridget Mendler. It was a one-off, and I'm glad it was on live television.
All right. Well, that's Maz getting a little tongue confused. But up next, you'll be getting a bit radio confused.
That's right, 131060 is the number to call if you want to play Confused. It's a little game show, news-based game show. Up next,
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Let's play Confused.
Sure, why not? It's what we do at 10 past 7 in the a.m. on a Saturday morning. It's how we celebrate Saturday morning. We have our confusing news segment that is called Confused.
Playing this morning is Courtney. Hello.
Good morning.
Courts, how are you today?
Great, how are you?
Oh, we're a little confused, Courtney.
Do you know how this works?
Yeah, I listen every weekend.
Oh, really?
Good!
Thank you, Courtney.
You should smash it. You should smash it out of the ballpark.
Do you have anything
babe?
Better to do on a weekend morning, Courtney? Like maybe sleep or brunch?
No, I have three kids. They keep me up.
Ah, they're Dan and Maz fans. Or are you the fan and you make them suffer through the show?
Yeah, pretty much.
Thanks, we appreciate that.
Mummy wants her stories. All right.
Courtney, I've got two news stories. One of them is fake. You've got to identify the fake news story. Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Story number one. Most six-month-old babies are only beginning to think about solid foods, but this one is already on water skis. Auburn, Absha, glides on a custom training water ski through the waters of North Carolina's Falls Lakes. The ride makes Auburn, who in the YouTube video is 6 months and 10 days old, the world's youngest water skiing skier, according to his father.
Ooh. I totally good believe story. That.
Yeah. Good story.
Righto. Settle down.
Steady
story
on, Courtney.
Story number two. Story number two, Courtney. A Connecticut man may be guilty of the worst parking job in recorded history, as it was in the middle of the front door of his girlfriend's house. Plainville police said the man was driving his girlfriend's Saturn LS when he lost control, sped over a rock island and came to a screeching halt, crashing through the front door of his girlfriend's home. A few minutes earlier and about a mile away, police had pulled the man over on suspicion of drunk driving. Courtney, which is the fake story?
Don't screw it up, Courtney. A lot depends on this. Your kids will bring this up for years.
I'll go with the water skiing baby.
You think that's the real one? Oh, the fake one. All right, I was going to say. All right.
Courtney.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Oh, no.
That's 100% true. That's 100% true. The dude driving his girlfriend's car actually launched over a rock island and landed in an actual building 8 feet off the ground.
Oh. Holy crap.
That is the real story there.
Language, Courtney, all right? Language. You don't want to...
I didn't say the S word.
Which S word?
I can't say it.
Story number two.
Gotcha.
Wasn't it story number two? Yeah, that S word?
Silly sausage.
Courtney, thanks for playing. Soz,
no
that you
worries.
Didn't win.
Okay.
Go check
thanks
out that. Go check out the water skiing six-month-old on YouTube. It's fascinating stuff.
6 months old.
6 months and 10 days old.
My niece is almost 18 months and she's walking, but she's not on the water skis yet.
Apparently, so Rob, who's the kid's dad, who obviously posted this on YouTube, full stage dad, he said that they practiced in the lounge room and then on the front lawn before launching the kid onto a lake.
That's good, responsible
daddy. So well
daddy.
Done. Yeah. Great parenting there.
Well, as you know, our show is famous for our topics about food and cute animals. The two things we talk about all the bloody time.
True.
Up next, we've got one of those topics.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
All right, so you were all, during that Shawn Mendes tune, you're all sitting in your cars going, what's it going to be? Is it going to be an animal story or a food story? That's all they do on Dan and Maz. Well.
It's true.
Harsh, harsh, judgy, come on.
No, I'm proud of that. I love that.
It's an animal story.
Woo! Cute animal story too.
Yeah. This is a story about Poncho the Chihuahua. Poncho is a tiny little Chihuahua, tiny even by Chihuahua standards.
What a great name for a little Chihuahua.
Yeah,
little
Chihuahuas
Poncho.
Are often given little Mexican names, aren't they? Like Salsa or Mariachi or Enchilada. All good names.
Okay.
I'm saying Mexican things. We've got a lot of listeners in Mexico, so.
Do we?
Yep.
That's news to me.
Buenos dias.
Get on with the story, mate.
Poncho has a really cool house, and that's what we want to talk about. 131060, right? Have you got a really sick house for your pet? Any pet at all. Not your dog. Could be a cat. Or imagine a lot of fish have really cool houses.
Yes. Yeah, very, very good suggestion there.
I think of, like, the giant kennel that Dale Kerrigan built in the castle. Yeah, that, for Red Rocket or Son of Coco or whatever. Yeah.
What is so awesome about Poncho's apartment? Like, what's going on? I'm calling it an apartment.
Well, it kind of is, Maz. And the easiest way to conceive of it is to think of, like, the cupboard under the stairs, like what Harry Potter has, right?
In,
like,
Harry Potter?
Yeah. You know how the cupboard under the stairs just gets smaller and smaller and smaller as you approach the corner?
Sure.
And then once you get down to the corner, that's just wasted space. Well, an enterprising woman in Georgia, USA, called Betsy McCall, and such a Betsy McCall, has built a little apartment in that tiny space for Poncho, the little Chihuahua, and it is the most amazing place. And it's got a little doggy door on the front, and it opens up, and inside is a proper studio apartment, and here is a guided tour.
My other sister, Gail, made a lamp and a rug for his little room. And then I found a little piano, and a small oil painting at another yard sale. So Poncho ended up with quite a room.
The oil painting is the one of the dogs playing poker.
Poncho sounds like a hoarder.
Poncho has a little piano that he can play.
So much stuff in that apartment.
A little doll's house bed and a little hat rack for his sombrero.
Betsy McCall.
Betsy.
What a nut job.
131060, right? Have you got a sweet house for your pet? Where does your pet live? I know people love their little animals, their little house creatures.
100%.
So, 131060, have you got like some awesome house that you held? Do you know someone who's built something awesome for their little pet? Ring up and give your pet a moment in the sunshine on the Dan and Maz show.
We'll get to your calls next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
We want to know if you've got the greatest house for your pet on 131060.
Yeah, bit of hot animal content.
Not hot animal like ooh la la, you know, like.
What do you mean ooh la la?
Like sexy. You didn't mean hot like sexy.
No, I meant hot like spicy.
Yeah.
Like
just clarifying.
Piping hot content that we cooked up in our kitchen. And we're serving up to you on a platter via radio. All right, Dan. All right. Give us a call. This is about a chihuahua called Poncho.
Poncho.
Poncho lives in Georgia, USA. Poncho has a Harry Potter-style cupboard under the stairs, which has been turned into an apartment, which is full of chihuahua-sized furniture.
It's my other sister, Gail, made a lamp and a rug for his little room. And then I found a little piano and a small oil painting at another yard sale. So Poncho ended up with quite a room.
Sorry, Maz. Betsy.
That's all right.
Betsy cut you off there.
It's a house worthy of cribs.
Yeah,
for
it
a
is
little
actually.
Chihuahua.
It's really amazing.
There's a TV show.
The little what? Pet cribs.
Pet cribs.
It's kind of what we're doing now because we're asking 131060. Does your pet have a sick house? So yeah, it's kind of like pet cribs.
131060 is the number. Luke is on the line. Hello.
How you going?
Great, Luke.
Yeah, well, it all got started when we moved house. We had an old bird aviary.
Yeah.
And we've fully done it out. We've got his kennel. It's all on wheels. We want to give him
Who,
a...
Is it a dog or a bird?
Yeah.
It's a dog. No, it was a bird aviary, but we turned it into just a massive dog kennel for it.
Oh.
For your dog. What's your dog's name?
Bo.
Bo.
Bo, he's a border collie.
Just like Barack Obama's dog is called Bo as well.
Oh, he'd be worthy of it. He's a good boy.
Yeah, all right.
And so when, you when made you said, the aviary into a kennel.
Yes, yes. It's pretty snazzy. He's got his own bed. He's got a couch in there. He's got his kennel. Pretty, yeah.
Sounds
pretty
awesome.
Snazzy.
Yeah, and it's nice if you have a little disagreement, he can be like, I'm going to my goddamn room and just slam the door and just go in there.
That's it. Nah, it's pretty cool.
Thanks for your call, Luke.
That's all right.
We've got Good Trent.
Work. Yeah, we got Trent. Yeah.
Hey, Trent.
Morning, guys.
What kind of a beast is your pet, Trent?
It's actually a snake.
What kind of snake? A cobra?
It's just one of the pythons.
Just yeah, one of the
pythons. Ones that won't hurt you.
Oh, I was hoping it was a cobra.
Sorry.
No. Trent, what sort of a sick house have you got for your snake?
Well, I did start out with like a box just in my room, but then I thought I'm studying architecture. So I'm like, oh, I think I can do something cool here. So I've actually constructed like tubing around the outside of my walls, like in my bedroom. So it's sort of like you don't know where he is sometimes. So you can just come around, you search for the tubes and you find him sitting in one.
Like the Chamber of Secrets in Harry Potter. You got just a snake slithering around in the walls.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's a really good idea.
You got to have a hobby, don't you, Trent?
Yeah, me too.
Yours is tube snaking.
Playing with my snake.
Oh, Trent, come on, mate. It's a family show and you're making jokes like that. Come on, mate.
Sorry.
That's okay, mate. Let's talk to Kimberly, hey?
Hi, guys. How you going?
Hey, Kimberly.
We're great, babe. You got a sick house for your pet.
Yeah, I do. So got some rabbits. Bit obsessed with them.
What do you mean you're obsessed with them?
Oh, I just love them. Like, if I could, I would have so many more than I've got right now.
How many bunnies do you have?
I have four.
Okay. What are their names, Kimberly?
So I have Diesel, Poppy, Moose and Sookie.
Ah, Snooki.
Cute.
Yeah.
Like in the Jersey Shore, Snooki.
No, Snooki, like she's a Snook.
Snooki.
Oh, okay. Like
The chick off True Blood.
That's
Snooki. Yes, yeah. That's where I named her from.
Okay.
My sister and I could never find a nice cage that we liked because they were always just too small when we had two at that stage.
Mm.
And we asked Dad, the dad that he is, can you just build us a cage? He goes out, being the carpenter there is, make something. It is as big as a kid's cubby house. Like, I can get in and can't touch wall to wall.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, it's pretty huge. Can't touch the roof. It opens up into a 2.5-metre playpen that is completely mosquito-proof and, completely safe from myxomatosis and everything. So they just run in and out whenever they please. And, little cages, toys and stuff in there. Altogether, it's worth about $1,700.
Wow. Do you reckon Dad was just like itching for a chance to use all his tools and you were like, can you knock together something small? I got it. I'm going to make something amazing.
Exactly. Dad's got so many so many jobs around the house that he's done and he stopped everything and made the cage. It's taken about 3 years to get to where it is now. It's literally a fortress for rabbits.
Yeah.
But it's perfect. They're living like kings and queens in there.
I bet you $100 he's planning a renovation and an extension, yeah?
No, we're getting in trouble because it breaks down to 6 pieces and we're not allowed to take it down again.
Oh,
really?
Okay.
He's not moving it again.
Well, this was all inspired by Poncho the Chihuahua. You can see on our Twitter at Dan and Maz a little snapshot of Poncho in his apartment under the stairs. It's very, very cute. Good cute animal segment, Maz.
There's definitely something in pet cribs.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know how the block has, a different theme every year?
Yeah. The block pets.
Maybe 2017, it could be the block pet.
All right.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Let's focus our attention on our friends in South Australia. This news story is from Adelaide. A 32-year-old Adelaide man, he's been charged with a number of traffic offences and refused bail, driving an unregistered and uninsured car, and using a metal fry pan as a steering wheel. Let's focus on that part of the story, shall we? Let me repeat, just in case you just joined us. Yes, the South Australian motorist was using a metal fry pan as a steering wheel.
How does that work? Did he bolt it on? Did he weld it? How did it?
I feel like, when you think about it, it's the perfect shape to be a steering wheel.
Well, it's round.
It's round. That's all you need.
A lot of things are round.
You need. That's all you need.
A donut is round. A basketball is round.
I don't think you could use a basketball to steer a car.
Well,
until now,
I didn't think you could use a fry pan.
Well, old mate Adelaide has indeed done that. I think he just bolted it on, just like straight through the middle there. Just
yeah,
got a bit of a drill bit in there. Yeah.
As you can tell, I've never used a drill before.
But no, I reckon it'd probably make that noise. Yeah. Be a bit more tinny because of the metal, probably.
Yeah,
but
it would.
Yeah, I reckon he's bolted it on there and away we go.
Well done, fry pan. I think the real hero isn't the dangerous driver. It's the fry pan who, when this guy reached into his kitchen utensil cupboard and pulled out the fry pan and said, "Fry pan, I'm going to need you to step out of your comfort zone. I'm going to need you to go above and beyond. I'm going to need you to put in a bit of extra effort, learn a new skill set." Or skillet set, if you will.
Oh,
well done, Dan. Thank you.
I
need you to step up to the plate. Are you ready for a fry pan?
A hot plate.
Yeah. The fry pan was like, "Yeah, you know what? I am. Stick me on your steering column and I will drive your car around." And we were like, "Good on you, fry pan. You bloody did it."
I mean, it's a lot to ask from a fry pan.
It is.
To steer a car, but...
Well, normally I'm on bacon duty, but I'm happy to step up and be your steering wheel. Oh, fry pan. Thanks, fry pan.
No probs, Adelaide man.
Oh, no, here come the cops.
Oh, was I not supposed to do this?
No, you're good, but I might go to jail.
Oh, he's well. Gone to jail.
This is a love letter to the fry pan. That fry pan is a real hero.
It really is. And guys, what we want to know on 131060, yes, we are going to take your calls this morning.
Yes.
When has a kitchen utensil gone above and beyond the call of duty? Because when you think about it, the fry pan really, when it's in its, you know, domesticated environment in the kitchen, it's doing its job. It's frying the eggs and the bacon for breakfast.
Yep.
You know, look, they may go cray and make an omelette. I don't know what they're doing in that
house.
That's
what they're happy to do, Maz. That's where fry pans are at their most happy.
But this fry pan, it went way beyond the call of duty.
From our Facebook.
Drove a car.
Yeah, it drove a car. That is not part of his normal job description.
You know what? Dad Booth cannot drive a car.
I can't.
The frying pan can.
All right.
Illegally, but can.
You can go to our Facebook with Dan and Maz. Chuck us a like and give us a comment. For example, Jaden has said, kitchen knife screwdriver always works a treat.
Oh, yes. That's a great one.
Laura says the old school can opener worked out as a hot tap in the shower. How?
Really unsure of how that would work.
Still.
But I believe it.
That's the kind of thing we're after, taking a thing and using it for like a bit of ingenuity.
Technically a shower in a can, if it's a can opener in the shower.
Yeah, sure. Like Lynx Africa. Yeah, a shower in a can. But the best, Jared has put up a photo of this one, and I hope this is a photo Jared took with Jared's own camera. An iron as a sandwich press.
Oh, yeah, that's brilliant. That's actually genius. And would work a treat.
Andrea has commented on that and said, pretty sure this wins. So Andrea's telling us not even to do the segment anymore. Because
no, we're definitely going to do this
segment. Jared's won
though.
It. 131060, has a kitchen utensil been a hero? Has it gone above and beyond its call of duty and done something amazing? Your average kitchen utensil reborn again as a brand new amazing item.
Give us a call on 131060 with your story or leave a comment on our Facebook page with Dan and Maz and we'll get to it next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
We're after your calls on 131060. When has a kitchen utensil gone above and beyond the call of duty, inspired by a 32-year-old man in Adelaide who
used... Well, Maz, really, we're inspired by a South Australian fry pan.
He used a frying pan as a steering wheel.
The man is probably the villain of the piece.
It's true.
Because he illegally modified his car, but the fry pan stepped up to the plate and bloody did a great job.
The man is in jail. The fry pan, I believe, is back in the kitchen drawer.
Yeah, or the evidence drawer.
Well, either.
Because he used it as his steering wheel. Yeah. Well done, fry pan. Bad form man.
131060, Annie has called through. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Annie. Tell us.
Hello.
Give your kitchen utensil a bit of cred for stepping up and going beyond the call of duty. What kitchen utensil did something extracurricular for you?
I was first going to use a microwave, but I ended up using the oven because my kid's uniform wasn't dry yet and they needed it and there was a metal zip. So the microwave didn't work. So I put them in the oven, left the door open and it worked a treat.
The door open?
Of the oven because I didn't want to burn them.
Fair enough. I feel like if you put that wet uniform in the microwave, that would have been quite a hazard.
Yeah, I'm not good with microwaves, trust me.
What would be the hazard?
Doesn't sound like you're good with the washing either.
No. Well, the hazard is the metal zip on the skirt, and you're not meant to put metal in a microwave.
No, you're okay. You're
I think
not.
It's but it's only certain types. Isn't it like you can't put a bowl in, but you can put a fork in? Or the other way around, you can't put a fork in. You can't put a metal fork in, but you can put a metal bowl in?
I don't think you can put metal anything in a microwave.
I don't know what this classifies, so, yeah.
I don't know. I don't have a microwave. I don't even have a microwave, so I'm the worst person to talk to about this.
So, Annie, school uniform dried in the oven.
Yes.
Well done, oven. Good work. We've got Hayley on 131060. G'day, Hales.
Hello. How you going, guys?
Great, Hayley. We're really good.
We've got a bit of an alternate use for the good old soup ladle at work.
The soup ladle?
Oh, yeah.
I happen to be in the animal industry. I work in a vet clinic and we use the soup ladle to collect urine from dogs.
What do you mean? So you just get them to piss in the ladle?
Yeah, we chase them around with the soup ladle, tuck it in there when they're not looking and there you go. You've got a urine sample in a little soup ladle and you don't get it on your hands.
Which kind of makes sense because you can sort of scoop it under into the area and then just like, I don't know, squeeze the dog or something. How do you make the dog urinate?
I'll just take them out for a nice long walk on the grass.
That's true. They
I was
going to
say, give it a beer.
Yeah, get strange looks from the public as you walk
Tickle
around
a
with
bit.
The soup ladle. Yeah.
If you ever see a vet, walking around with a soup ladle, don't ask them to do any scooping
or
for you.
If your doctor ever gives you a soup ladle, just I don't know if that's going to work.
if you see us fist pumping when we get a sample, that's because we've been trying for a long time. So quite exciting.
Yeah. We got Laurie on 13 10 60. G'day, Laurie.
How are you?
Pretty
Bloody
good, thanks,
good,
mate.
Laurie.
All right, I've got two kitchen, two appliances. My first one is a dishwasher.
Yep, I've heard of them.
I've got those.
Yep, me too.
Yep.
Yeah, fancy.
Bottom rack of a dishwasher on intense settings, fantastic for degreasing car parts.
Oh.
Stop it.
Yeah.
So when your car bits get a bit too greasy, just whack them in the dishwasher.
That's it.
With a dishwashing tablet in there?
No, that's probably being a little bit excessive, but you could if you want to.
Maz, you mad woman. Sorry. Tone it down a bit.
Gee, sorry. Yeah. I'm glad to clarify.
Laurie, did you invent this yourself?
I did, much to my wife's disgust.
But there's grease on pans and you'd chuck them in there.
Well, that is exactly what I said.
Yeah.
And the second use I have for a dishwasher is defrosting meat on the top rack.
Oh.
Now, that makes
fantastic.
A lot of sense because obviously the heat in that confined space would defrost the meat.
Yeah. Don't you worry about, like, it's like cooking it a little bit too much and getting, like, salmonella or something?
No, you can't do it on the intense setting. You need to do
it
in a short
wash. Yeah, put it on a short wash. Do you know how I know that, Laurie? Because the other thing that you can make on a short wash in a dishwasher is something known as dishwasher vodka. Now, have you ever done that?
No, I haven't.
Oh, Laurie sounds excited. You're intrigued, though, aren't you, Laurie?
I am.
Do you want to test drive this for me over the weekend, Laurie?
Yep.
Get a bottle of vodka, take the top third out. Maybe not third. Just the take it out of the neck, right?
Yeah, all right. So fill up a bit of space in the bottle. Or free a bit of space. Yeah.
Then put a whole packet of Skittles in the bottle of vodka. Screw the lid on. Cling wrap it tight and chuck it on a short wash and it will completely infuse the vodka.
Wow.
That sounds disgusting.
I am impressed.
No, it's amazing.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. I have one more for you.
Yeah, quick, right, Laurie. We've got to get to the news. Quick.
Washing machine. On full cycle, paint rollers and brushes. Brings them up like brand new.
Laurie, you're some sort of genius.
I know.
I'm like a life hacker for kitchen appliances, I believe.
Wow. You really are.
Oh, no appliance is safe in Laurie's house. Well done, mate. Thanks for the call.
All right, Tua. You have a great weekend.
You too.
Well, we will now. Everyone's going to make dishwasher vodka the Savo, aren't they?
Well, and wash their paint rollers and car parts.
You're waking up with Dan and Maz Weekends.
Everything lights up, makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about.
Morning legends, Dan and Maz Weekends. We've got another hour of us on this Saturday morning.
Yep.
Up next on the show.
You should say that with upward inflection, Maz. You should go, you got another hour of us.
Sorry. You've got another hour of us,
It could
guys.
Be another 15 minutes, but instead it's another hour. No, it's going to be a thrilling hour, I promise.
Well, it really is because our favourite segment is up next.
You're unbelievable.
Yeah, so start thinking now about your unbelievable stories. Those things that happen to you and when you tell people about them, they go, oh, as if that could happen, mate.
Well, we found one in the news this week. And we're going to tell you all about it next, which is why we're going to do Unbelievable.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Time for your unbelievable stories.
You're unbelievable.
The stories that you tell and nobody believes you, we promise to believe you when you tell us.
You're so unbelievable.
You know the drill, legends. 13, 10, 60. We want your unbelievable stories. Here's some we've got in the past.
You're unbelievable.
Me and a group of mates went to the casino and there was this guy out there. He smelled atrocious and then he tells us that he's not showered in 10 years. You're so
unbelievable. I was driving along the highway and there was a car with a bike on the roof and there was a blow-up doll tied to it.
You're unbelievable.
My father-in-law was driving a crane back from his workplace, driving across the bridge, had the window down and a bird flew through and smacked him in the head.
Wow.
Was the bird a crane?
It was a cockatoo.
Oh, okay, right. Smacked in the face with a cockatoo. You're so
unbelievable. Well, I was walking in the bush, right? And then out of nowhere, I saw a gingerbread house.
Was it a gingerbread house the size of a normal house or was it just a small gingerbread house?
I was just walking and then I think I was tripping or something.
I think it was tripping. Yeah, oh, genuine.
Did you eat it?
Nah, bro, that's just freaky, man. I have to turn back. I just turned back. You're
unbelievable. Oh, that's why it's our favourite segment.
131060, blow our minds with your unbelievable story.
We've got one from the news this week. It really is summed up in the headline, which is my favourite. Best footage yet of mysterious Bigfoot-like Yowie creature.
The clip
released on the Yowie Hunters YouTube page.
Yeah, we all subscribe to that.
Shows a dark creature walking upright through dense forest. And it is true. It's a 20-second video. A ranger can be heard exclaiming, "It's too dark to be a kangaroo." And there is an upright-ish, ape-like-ish figure in the distance that scurries off.
If you want to decide for yourself, you can go to our Twitter, at Dan and Maz, and watch the video there. And, yeah, if you were the person who shot that video, you could call us right now, 131060, and be like, "Saw a Yowie." And we'd be like, "Oh, digga, 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 digga," like that. That's how the segment works.
So, 131060, your unbelievable stories. We'll get to them next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Time for our favourite segment, You're Unbelievable. You're unbelievable. We've been doing this segment for a few years at the Dan and Maz Show, and it's our favourite for a reason.
Yeah, it refuses to die, doesn't it?
Oh, it is just every week you just never know what you're going to get on 131060 with your unbelievable stories.
Yeah, we know one thing, Maz. These stories will be so strange but 100% true.
They are next level cray.
Stuff that has happened to people and you're like, "It absolutely happened. I promise you, Dan and Maz, we'll believe it." On 131060, we got Chris.
Good morning, guys. How you going?
Hey,
good,
legend.
Chris.
You're great. What is your unbelievable story, Chris?
It's already off to a good start, Chris.
You know, so it was back when I was at school. So it was a while ago, and I can't really remember why we were doing it, but we were walking around to all the local pubs. Anyway, and we got to this one with the whole class and everything, and the owner was out the front, and she had this dog, and it was, like, beautiful white dog. And I was just, like, out of the blue, yelled it out, and I was like, "Mention that dog's name Snowy," because, like, I don't know, just popped in my head. And she opened the door, and the first thing she said before she even said g'day was, "Snowy, sit." I was just like, "You're unbelievable." Oh, dear, buddy. I was just like, "Sweet, that's awesome." And I reckon there'll be a few mates who can remember it. I hope they play
it. So you're a dog whisperer?
Yeah, I don't know. It was, yeah.
Or psychic. You could go into the world of pet psychic.
Chris, do you remember the TV show or the comic books Tintin?
Yeah.
The dog in that is called Snowy.
You're joking.
Yeah, so maybe right, it's Tintin's
that's
in the back.
That's not weird.
What? Yeah. No, I'm saying, so maybe like when he was a kid, he read it and it's lived in his, that factor's lived
in his
head.
Brain.
And then that's the same with them. And then he's, I just bloody love Tintin, really. Oh, Chris.
That's a really great story, Chris. And well told. Really well told.
No worries.
That's all right. Yep, we will.
Yep. Thanks, mate. Just paid him out. All right, Chris, your time in the sun is over. We got Chloe. Chloe.
Hi, guys.
Oh, Chloe, blow our minds with an unbelievable story.
Okay, well, I'm unbelievably clumsy just in general, but when I was 4, I fell off a playground and gave myself scoliosis. And then when I was 8, I fell off a trampoline, could not move at all. They thought I was going to be paralyzed. went and did all of the scans and everything like that, it turns out that I'd cured the scoliosis I'd given myself. You're unbelievable.
That's awesome! So you unscoliosis'd your spine.
I did.
So you fell off something.
I don't recommend not trying it at home.
No, not try. Do not try and do that. You had two spinal injuries. One gave you scoliosis and one got rid of the scoliosis.
And do you want to know what's even funnier? I work as a nurse in a spinal injuries ward.
So you knocked your back out and then you knocked it back in.
Yep.
Chloe, do you ever find yourself, when there's a patient with scoliosis, going, hey, if you just go on that trampoline, like,
yeah.
Stuff all of this doctor stuff.
Doctor, why have you got a trampoline in the corner of your office? Well, you ready to,
yeah.
You ready for the miracle cure?
Don't listen to those physios. They don't know what they're talking about. You got to get yourself on a trampoline.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
iPhone 7 launched this week. We've had a couple of days to digest it, so there's no need to...
Oh, Lord. Hasn't the world just gone in... Well, the Western world gone into a complete meltdown. Not the third world. They don't give a crap about headphone jacks.
They got more important things going on. but, yeah, seriously, first of all, probably you take away our headphone jacks and we will riot. We've had a few days to digest that, so we don't need to dwell on that too much, Maz. There's another bold technological step that Apple have taken that got them in a bit of trouble, actually, that I'd like to shine the light on. Essentially, what I'm going to ask 131060 is, did you try something for the first time, screw it up, and then just never try it again? That's what I want to know, all right? So start thinking about that, because Apple, despite being leaders in the technological world, Maz...
Well, they seem to be going okay.
I think they're actually the most valuable company in the world. So, they can't be doing better. Yeah.
They keep spitting out, you know, updates and iPhones and new products. So, I feel like they're onto a bit of a winner here.
Yeah, but they have never tweeted, ever. And they have the Twitter at Apple, which is like that's cool. That's a great one to have. You think you'd be tweeting left, right and center with that bad boy. They've never tweeted.
Where does that leave Gwyneth Paltrow's kid?
Oh, screwed.
For a Twitter handle.
Just screwed. Royally screwed.
That sucks for her, doesn't it?
Yeah. They've never tweeted until the other day when the big iPhone 7 announcement happened. They tweeted a picture of the new iPhone or a video and they wrote, new cameras, water resistant, stereo speakers, longer battery life. This is 7. Learn more.
They have used the announcement of iPhone 7.
Yeah, as their first ever tweet.
I find that insane.
Yeah, well, here's the problem, Maz, is they tweeted all of that before the product was actually announced. And then they deleted it straight away. And I've just checked, they still haven't tweeted. It says at Apple hasn't tweeted yet. Yes, they have. They've tweeted once and they screwed it up. And now they haven't done it again. They might never tweet again because they screwed it up so badly.
Some intern definitely lost their internship over that.
Steve Jobs is up in heaven going, God damn it, guys.
How could you screw that up? So they did one tweet, they screwed it up, and they haven't done another one since.
No.
Just Apple is now officially off Twitter. We cannot use it properly. Yep.
God
we're
damn
done.
It, guys. We just don't know what we're doing here. Let's just stick to iPhones. 131060. Have you tried something once, screwed it up, never done it again ever? For example, your hero, Dan DeBoof.
Are you talking about your own personal hero?
Yeah, in the
there?
Third person, yeah.
Which is yourself?
Yep. I'm famously a non-driver. I don't drive at all because when I was 16, I had half a driving lesson.
That ended in tears, didn't it?
Yes. I drove the car into the curb because I panicked. We were approaching traffic lights. There were many things I had to do, you know.
Which is just pretty normal.
Change gears, decelerate, check mirrors, steer. So I decided not to
really
steer.
Normal stuff.
I panicked, Maz.
Did you take your hands off the steering wheel?
And literally screamed. Like I took my hands off the steering wheel and went, ah!
This is the worst thing you could do in a driving situation.
And the car went into the curb and the tire
exploded. And you
exploded.
Haven't driven a car since?
No.
Will you ever?
I don't know. I've made it to 31.
Probably what? Not. Yeah, I mean, I reckon we're going to have driverless cars
that's
soon.
It. Self-driving cars are going to come through soon. So maybe I'm the smartest of all of us.
You're just ahead of the trend. Yeah. On our Facebook page, we're Dan and Maz on Facebook. B. Murphy has said, tried hockey, got hit, never again. That's
hit by
exactly
what
we're
the stick, the ball, another player's fist. Who knows? B. Murphy. All right, here's the thing. 131060, what did you try once? You screwed it up and you've never tried it again. You've just gone, it's not for me.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
131060 is our number. We would love to hear from you if you've done what Apple did with their Twitter account. They did it once. They did one tweet. They screwed it up. They announced all of the features of the iPhone 7 before the announcement
they
of the iPhone 7.
Yeah, they prematurely shot it out.
They did. And
Tim
now,
Cook hadn't even got on stage and announced the iPhone yet, and they just tweeted all the specs.
They have not tweeted since.
Yeah, they deleted it. Yeah. So we want to know if you've been in that situation. You've tried something once and you just screwed it up. And so you've never done it since.
We've got Adrian on 131060. Good morning.
Guys.
Oh, no, Adro. Oh, no.
Hey, mate. Are you okay?
Yeah. Well.
All right. Tell us your story.
The game of squash I will never play again. It reared its ugly head to me.
Okay.
My brother-in-law decided to take me out for a game of squash for the first time, and I thought, yeah, you beauty. We're very competitive. We've gone at it, and about an hour and a half in, I'm thinking this is the best thing ever. And he's followed through with his racket on the edge, hit me in the lip. My teeth came out of my lip. And what made it worse is he's got a nervous laugh, so he started laughing at me.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't good. It wasn't good.
Did you have to get stitches?
Yeah,
it sounds pretty bad.
I had five stitches in my lip. I had a stitch moustache for a while. But, got through that. I'm talking fine now. I've got all my teeth.
You sound amazing, Adrian. I wouldn't even know that you've been racketed to the face.
But never
Thanks,
again.
Guys.
What about
now, never squash again or never racket sports again?
Never do anything with my brother-in-law again.
So you still go play squash all the time, just never with your brother-in-law.
Yeah. Oh, good stuff, Adrian. We got Lisa on 131060. Lise.
Hey, yes.
Is there something you tried once, you screwed it up, and you will never do it again?
That's right. Well, you know, I thought I was pretty cool about 16, 17, going surfing, the leg rope.
Cowabunga.
Surfboard under my arm, walking to the water, over the leg rope, fall flat on my face and go, nah, that's it.
We're done. You didn't even get in the water.
I didn't even get to the water. That's the more embarrassing part.
They really can trip you up, those leg ropes, if you're not sure what you're doing.
Very dangerous and very embarrassing.
The universe was telling you that you're not going to be the next Kelly Slater.
Definitely not.
Oh, that sucks, Lise.
Yeah. Oh, total wipeout. It's another surfing reference.
On the beach.
Yep. The Blue Crush. I don't know.
What?
Andrew on 131060. G'day, Andrew.
Good morning, Dan and Maz. How are we?
Oh, good.
Something
that I've tried, screwed up, and I'll never do again is surfing references. Andrew, do you have something you tried once, you screwed it up, and you'll never do it again?
Yeah, well, look, guys, I've always grown up around horses and ridden horses, but one day I decided to go out and try and impress a girl riding horses.
Oh, because women love cowboys.
Show jumping in front of her.
Show jumping.
I've never used horses to jump over silly little bits of timber in my life. But I thought, hey,
sounds like you hate this sport.
The things you do for love.
I honestly do now. Yeah. I made the first, I made the second jumps. Perfect. Third jump, landed flat on my back, lost consciousness, woke up to her looking over me laughing.
Yeah.
And then the horse came back over, looked at me, and I swear he was laughing too.
Did it impress her, though?
Honestly, I did impress her. That was after she finished pissing herself laughing.
And you're married now?
Not married now. Still dating.
Yes.
But not married.
So you're in a solid relationship with her?
It is a solid relationship, yes. But it's...
Why don't you propose? Why don't you propose, Andrew?
You should propose.
Why don't you do it right now? Live on air. Just do it.
You put your body on the line for this woman.
She's already in sleep. She's a couple of night duty, and I'm on my way to work now.
It's okay, mate. It's okay. It's okay. We aren't angling for an on-air proposal. We're just giving you a bit of shit. Okay?
We don't want proposing to be the next thing that you try once and then screw up and then never do again.
I will do it live on air if you really want.
And she'll wake up and go, oh, did I miss anything? You'll be like, nah. Don't listen to the Dan and Maz podcast this week, all right? All right. Hey, 131060, keep the calls coming. We are asking for something you've tried once, you screwed it up, and you will never, ever do it again. Because these are some great callers. 131060.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
This week, Apple did their first ever tweet, and it was to announce the new iPhone 7. The only problem was that Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, hadn't actually announced the new iPhone 7 yet. So it was first announced on Twitter by mistake.
Oops.
They tried something once, tweeting. They screwed it up. And since then, they have not tweeted. So 131060, we're asking, what did you try once, screw it up, and you've never tried it again?
Tennille, hello.
Hey, how you going?
Really good, babe. What is your story?
I am never going to go snow skiing again. Oh, I tried to go down a hill, somersaulted the whole way down, gave myself a concussion, had to pick up all my skis, my beanie, my goggles back up the hill when I was walking back up. Never again.
Never. Now, was that the first time you'd done snow skiing?
First time. I tried snowboarding, gave myself a broken wrist. So I went, nah, never that again. So I thought, my option. Nah, can't do that either.
Nothing on a slippery surface ever, Tennille, okay?
Never.
Just, Tennille, stay away from the toboggans.
Yeah. Oh, actually, that's something I once tobogganed into a small German child.
What?
Yeah.
We're running out of time.
We're running out of the Alps. In the Alps. Caroline on 131060, is there something you tried once, screwed it up, and you're never going to try it again?
Yep, never drive into your driveway with your lights off.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. So hang on. So just to clarify, so you're driving into your driveway and you switch your lights off as you get to your driveway because you're about to turn off your car. And
yeah,
get out of the car.
Yeah, sort of. I sort of drove into the driveway and turned off the lights because I have respect for my neighbours.
So I
drove forward and I ran over something and I wasn't sure what I ran over. So I tried to hop out of the car, but I couldn't get out. So then I decided to go to the passenger side, but it was too hard to get out of the car. So then I decided to put in reverse. And as I went in reverse, I heard a loud yell. I turn on my lights and it was my ex-husband, married at the time.
Oh, okay.
And I ran him over not once. So I put in reverse to go backwards to see what I ran over and it was my husband.
Oh.
So,
and I
Caroline.
Ran his leg over.
Is that why he's your ex now?
No, not really.
That's okay, you don't have to go into details.
We don't need the details. But definitely keep your lights on if you're moving a vehicle.
I thought it was her ex and he was just hiding in the bushes.
I know, what's he doing on the driveway? That's weird.
Oh, man.
Thanks for your calls, guys. It's time for us to get out of here, but we are back tomorrow from 7 a.m. Our show lives online at danandmaz.com, but we'll catch you tomorrow. Enjoy.
Dan and Maz Weekends.